AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A series of wildfires in the Texas Panhandle have swallowed up at least 500,000 acres in the area around Amarillo. President Biden has just arrived at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, where he will undergo a physical this morning.
At 81 years old, President Biden is the oldest president in American history, and the results of his physical will be scrutinized. Polls show Americans are questioning whether he has the physical and mental fitness to serve another term in office. Presidential physicals typically include measurements of height, weight, blood pressure, heart rate, and cholesterol. Past exams of President Biden also included checks on his eyes, skin, ears, nose, and throat, neurological and pulmonary systems, thyroid, and even his teeth. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Pope Francis was brought to a hospital in Rome today for testing. The 86-year-old Pope recently had the flu, was taken back to the Vatican after he was checked out. No word on what his condition is. Funeral service for Russian dissident Alexei Navalny now set for Friday, 2 weeks after his death. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The FBI is offering a $15,000 reward for information in the week-long search for a missing boy from Two Rivers. That's on top of the $1,000 reward the local Crime Stoppers chapter is offering. Elijah Vu has been missing since last Tuesday. His mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect and are not telling authorities where the three-year-old might be. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state Supreme Court to take a case that would likely decide if abortion is legal in Wisconsin. Call's petition asked the court to bypass the Court of Appeals and rule on how the state's law should be enforced. A Dane County judge ruled last year Wisconsin law bans feticide but not abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is also asking the Supreme Court to take the case. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Four-year-old kids in Madison can begin to get enrolled in 4K at the Madison School District for next fall. Kids need to be 4 years old either on or before September 1st and live within the Madison School District to be eligible to join. They'll be given the opportunity to learn through hands-on play to help build a solid foundation before beginning kindergarten. The district offers half-day and limited full-day 4K throughout Madison. You can enroll your child on the Madison School District website. Operation Fresh Start in Madison has a new executive director. Brian McMahon had served as the group's deputy director before moving up to the position. McMahon has been with Operation Fresh Start for over 25 years, serving in several positions throughout the company. Operation Fresh Start has helped connect young adults with careers through education, mentoring, and employment training since 1970. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Labor shortages, retention problems, it's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Bucks return to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, last 3-4 games we've been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and quite a bit colder today. Our high right around 25 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. That's going to keep the wind chill factor hovering in the single digits to teens most of the day. Tonight, clear 14. Tomorrow, sunny back up to 45 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson, just give him, I hate to say, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wednesday, I've got Reggie Jackson on to discuss the school-to-prison pipeline.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is a continuation of what we saw beginning 8 years ago, which is Russia really trying to influence the outcome of a U.S. election. And in this case, they're using these fake social media accounts and bots, which we've seen before. But the real concern now is a deep fake audio by using artificial intelligence or video that would somehow dupe or deceive voters or election officials.
Okay, Malcolm Nance might have some thoughts about that, I would think, coming up, bottom of the hour. Hey, you know what else Russia's getting all in the middle of? Social media? The whole Middle East thing. Ginning up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. They're behind the whole uncommitted thing as well. Uh-huh. They're trying to, whatever gins up chaos, hurts Joe Biden and helps Donald Trump, Russia's going to be all in and turn it up to 11 in 2024. So what did I say yesterday? That, of course, no matter what happens with the uncommitted vote, it's going to be, where's my air raid siren? Biden doomed, Democrats in disarray, Trump dominant. Okay, so Biden got 81% of the vote, beat Marianne Williamson by 78 points and Dean Phillips by 79 points. Just if you're, and also, as we mentioned, it's the same percentage of uncommitted votes President Obama got in the state in 2012 because of drones. Oh, Marianne Williamson has unsuspended her campaign after beating Dean Phillips.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Yeah.
So wait, she only lost about 70.
Hang on. Remember
John McCain suspended his campaign in 2008?
Oh, so Biden beat Marianne Williamson by 78 points and Dean Williams by 79 points. So Marianne Williams sees an opening there.
She sees an opening. Neither one has any delegates.
She's a path to victory.
Suddenly a path has opened?
Suddenly.
Yeah. Powered by crystals, I assume.
And self-help.
I'm sorry. Perhaps I'm being a little C-wordy because I am modeling my 80s. I start, when you open the show with a period joke from the 80s, and then you start modeling your 80s vests. Even my dogs are colorblind, and they're like, oh my God. This is the lime green. What do you think? Mm-mm. Okay. I have several more. We're going to do this all morning.
You look like a demented Christmas elf.
She can't play in any of our reindeer
right.
games.
No.
Okay.
It tells you everything you need to know about the media coverage. CNN's John King expressed shock after uncommitted. Where's the air raid siren? Beat President Biden in Dearborn.
We knew that was going to happen.
300,000 people that are from the Middle East, as you said, Chris, that are emotionally connected to this. It is not shocking.
He didn't express shock. I watched it live. He just pointed it out.
That's the clickbait.
Exactly. Who wrote that?
I don't know. I don't. Now it's at the bottom of my dumpster.
It's like he didn't express shock. He pointed it out. But.
So Trump literally phoned in his victory speech in Michigan, and then he, of course, went on Twitter to whine, or whatever his stupid thing is, to whine about the fraud, the fraud trial. He said, people and companies are fleeing New York just like hunted and wounded birds from on high. Hunted and wounded birds are hunted from on high? Mm-hmm. Businesses are fleeing New York like a...
I don't know.
Does this have to do with windmills or no? This is not. This is a different bird scenario.
Forget it. He's
Does
rolling.
He watch a lot
Forget
of,
it. He's rolling. Exactly.
Alfred Hitchcock movies late at night. I don't. Does Suzanne Plachet haunt his dreams? I'm confused.
No, her eyes got plucked out.
Right.
They did.
Right. I knew you got what I was talking about.
Yes. The birds.
Masky McMasterson. Oh. Masterson from Masktown. That was funny. Bob Seska said that Chris is the Charlie Brown's teacher of the show today. Because he's trying to protect Jody and me from his cold.
Yeah, he's a good
boy.
He's a good
boy. He's
a good boy.
You know who else is a good boy? President Biden.
Yes.
And
Major and Champ.
This just in. Hungary's parliament has ratified Sweden's bid to join NATO, clearing the last major obstacle to membership. Ingrid Stafford says Biden's list of first-term accomplishments is long. But I would argue that none of them is as important as the reunification of NATO. We went from a fractured, uncertain NATO, who Trump would have left in a second term, to solidarity and the strongest alliance in history. If you don't think the stakes are to the moon for Vladimir Putin in 2024 to try to get Trump reinstalled, you don't know nothing. Okay. In fact, this is, who is this? Dan DeLuce, national security correspondent.
The other concern is that they repeat a tactic we saw in 2016 where they famously stole hacked information from the Democratic Party leadership and then leaked it, which was, you know, meant to damage Hillary Clinton's campaign. And of course, everyone in the U.S. and outside the government says Russia has a really strong incentive to try to undermine Joe Biden's reelection campaign and the Democrats because they want to undermine U.S. support for Ukraine and undermine U.S. solidarity with the NATO alliance.
Pop quiz for Michigan voters. Who trained and is funding Hamas?
Lippy the Lion.
No, it's not even against the quote. It's Russia, for God's sakes, Putin. I mean, his fingerprints are all over all of this. DeLuce, one more.
There is unfortunately no magic bullet here. And of course, on top of that all, our election system is so decentralized, it's not really in the federal government's hands. But there really isn't a magic bullet here where you can detect quickly a deep-faked audio or video. Sometimes it takes some time to figure out, okay, this is fake, and can you convince enough voters in time of the truth? And already we saw a deepfake audio in Slovakia in elections there in September, and a sort of pro-Western, pro-NATO party lost that election.
By the way, speaking of useful idiots, Dean Phillips, looking at you and your guy that was behind the AI, you know, dirty trick robocall. What are you doing when we're facing the end of democracy? What are you doing, Marianne Williamson?
I don't get it. Run for city council in L.A. She lives here. Right. Run for
city
council.
They both love themselves a little too much.
Yes, whatever you said. Dan Sullivan.
I can't speak to evidence today, but I can tell you, of course, there are concerns. There is a history here in presidential elections by the Russian Federation, by its intelligence services, and there's plenty of reason to be concerned. And this is not about politics. This is about national security.
So there you have it. Very much White House acknowledging this is a problem and something they're really focusing on. And also, he clearly was not ready to discuss the evidence because it's classified.
So we will talk to Malcolm about, you know, how we can be on the lookout. Because this is what I was saying. This is going to be 2016, but on steroids and with AI and all these other new, you know, technologies that we don't deep fakes, all this stuff that we're going to have to be on the lookout for. Kyle Griffin tweets in a new court filing, Jack Smith's office says that President Biden's handling of classified documents is not remotely similar to the deceitful criminal conduct of Trump. The defendants have not identified anyone who is engaged in a remotely similar suite of willful and deceitful criminal conduct and has not been prosecuted, nor could they. Thank you. Oh, how about this one? You might want to ready our burger chain.
All right.
David Lustig tweets, this is a horrifying story even for Trump. No one who's visibly disabled can sit up front at a Trump function because he's too uncomfortable seeing anyone who looks imperfect and wouldn't want the cameras to pick up a shot of a special needs supporter. Hitler felt the same way. Mm-hmm. Just in case you're wondering
I go now to the
Hitler
banger.
And there is his new sponsor.
The Hitler banger, the Hitler banger. I go now to the Hitler banger to get myself my lunch.
Wow. I'm looking at the TV.
Yes.
Your best is like.
It's awful.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. Hi. Demented Christmas Elf about sums it up. I knew it was going to be clashy with the red, but, you
That's
know.
It's like extra.
I'm
extra
committed.
Crispy.
I'm committed to this 80s best bit. Hi, Anita in San Antonio.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah, you know, I understand the anger some of those people feel about what's happening in Gaza, but they're calling for a ceasefire, and Joe Biden, no matter how much pressure he puts on Israel, they can't have a ceasefire if Hamas doesn't agree to it.
Right. Yeah.
And Hamas is not agreeing to a ceasefire. So I really don't understand. And not only that, but I never hear them angry at the people who started this, Hamas, who attacked Israel on October 7th. And you never hear anything about that. If they really cared about the plight of the Palestinian people, they would want to get rid of Hamas. Right. And not only that, they would do everything they can to make sure Donald Trump doesn't get back in the White House.
Yeah.
Because that's who Netanyahu wants.
Yeah, and Putin. I mean, that's like I'm saying, that's a double-edged sword we're facing in 2024, how badly Netanyahu and Putin are going to want Trump back in office so they can have, free reign. Norman in Woodstock. Hey, Norman. Hey, Norman.
Hey, good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
You just almost knocked the pillow off. Listen, I just had one thing to say to you, and that is if Donald Trump is the Antichrist, does that make Joe Biden the Good Samaritan?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Amen. I'm just going to go with yes. Where's my...
Peace be with you.
I can't find my... There it is.
Computer says yes.
Oh.
Computer says yes.
Yes. That's what it means.
Peace be with you.
Thank you.
Also with you.
And also with you. Go now in peace.
What?
Okay. Anna in New York. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Stephanie. Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Paula Poundstone is so loving the show today because of that and the vest.
And the vest.
Yeah.
Well, I'm driving my mom to the doctor's, but I had to call in.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of your groupies, but I'm disagreeing with two of your groupies, your poo-poo-poo bear and San Antonio groupie.
Anita, yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm Anita. Thank you. I am terribly upset with Biden's handling in the Middle East. I grew up in the Middle East. I'm married to a Jew. And I don't think having dissent against, I don't think being critical against my leader for what I see as inaction, and we can talk about how he can
That's fair. That's fair, Anna, but I guess
asking. Stephanie, please.
Okay, I don't mean to be combative. I want to know what specifically Biden should be doing differently. Can you just answer that?
For one, direct his UN ambassador to vote for a ceasefire. Why are we the only people in the United Nations not voting for a ceasefire? Okay, but also we have terrible impact because we're supporting the leadership in Israel that is truly conducting a genocide. But I want to step back because Karen said something that really offended me.
Okay, but Anna, can I just ask, what do we do about Netanyahu? They're a democracy. I agree with you. I hate Netanyahu. I wish he was gone yesterday. Okay. All right.
Stop sending our bombs.
Okay, so go ahead. What did Karen say?
That Karen said, thank you, that people that are critical of Biden do not care what happened on October 7th. I'm sorry, but that's just cockily diddle.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's also offensive to us to have you say I don't care about genocide, that we on this show don't care about Palestinians. Of course we do.
Well,
nobody is for
both events.
You talk about whether or not we're voting for Biden, and it's a bigger picture than that. Of course I'm voting for Biden, but I'm not some Arab American in Michigan. I happen to be a New Yorker, and I know plenty of other New Yorkers that are upset at Biden about this.
I agree. You don't have to be Arab American to not like what's happening.
Both sides. I know, but it always sounds like it's some, those Michiganders that are against Biden.
Well, I'm talking about Biden. We're talking about Michigan because the primary.
Well, the primary was yesterday.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about.
And
no, even before that, every time criticism of Biden came up, it was Arab Americans and some fringe students. I'm a mom in New York, and I'm upset. I'm still going to vote for the guy.
I hear you. I hear you.
Don't care about rape.
Right.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. I think that's a fair. I think that's fair, and I think both on both sides. When people say I don't care about genocide, I'm very offended. So, and I'm also offended that you're calling my fans groupies, because I'd be getting a lot more sex if they were actually groupies. I just would like to point that out, Anna.
Oh, shucks.
All right. Love you.
All right. Well,
all right.
Thanks for
listening. Love you.
Yeah. she makes valid points.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Absolutely. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Roundhouse Provisions Morning Kick. Whee! There it is. Yep. Every morning. Yep. Today's hiking day. Thanks for asking.
All right.
Yeah. It powers my hiking, my biking. Huntington Beach is the big bike ride this weekend. I got to get super powered. It's in my bike bottle, my hiking bottle. When I'm lifting weights, it is 10 supplements in one. Tink, tink, tink. Tapping it. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. It's not your average drink. First of all, fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. Yum, 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 yum. And it gives you 10 supplements, as I said, including ashwagandha. I haven't said that in a while. That's fun. Look, every ingredient, mommy loves all 10 of the supplements in there equally. It's just ashwagandha is the most fun to say. It's like your one kid that has the fun name. Ashwagandha! Get in here! Have you done your... Oh, you did do your homework. You're a good supplement. Okay. probiotics to help shed those extra pounds. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. Anti-aging supplements. And just if you want that boost of energy or to just feel younger, do it with Mama. RoundhouseRevisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com. Code FITNESS.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said,
I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. This is my from my leather Tuscadero phase.
Your leather era.
My this is from my leather years.
Did you ride a bike?
Listen, when you open the show with a, you know, when you're a female comic and you open the show with a period joke, you have to continue to wear vests and do feminine protection humor for the rest of the show. Okay.
Didn't Jerry Lewis say that women weren't funny?
Yes, he did.
He might have had a point.
He also said they weren't attractive. There's that. No attractive woman is funny.
All right.
Tell that to Marilyn Monroe.
I think people are just relieved I got out of the lime green one. So let's just
yeah.
Small blessings.
That was causing seizures across the world.
Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Oh, good morning. First of all, she did not criticize my Anita and my Karen. Okay,
kids, don't fight. Mommy loves all of you.
Here's the thing. Let me just be very clear. We do not negotiate with hostages. I thought that was a cardinal rule.
Terrorists.
All right.
With hostages, we do. Okay.
Do not give in. So until there's a cease, there will be no ceasefire until every hostage is released. Mm-hmm. Unless that woman would like to explain to the families of the Israelis why she is enabling the continued torture, rape, and murder of innocent Israelis for Hamas's sake.
Right, no, but Sue, she makes a point that it's not to say people that are for a ceasefire don't care about October 7th. Right. It's just like we're being told we don't care about genocide. I think there are people of goodwill on both sides that you know, this is a very difficult, you know. But I agree. I made the point. I'm like, if 9/11 had happened and they had hostages, there's no way we would listen to anybody saying you have to cease fire. So,
But,
all right. I'm going to just because, you know, Malcolm Nance is going to piss enough people off. So.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. So now a story about a bear?
Yeah.
I don't have one. Okay.
I'll find one.
I'll make one up.
I'll find one.
Oh, do you have your psychic music? Why don't we just, I don't know, we'll use this time. Marion Williamson staffing up again. If you guys looking for a new gig. That's psychic music.
Psycho.
No, I meant the crystals, the, you know, psychic.
What the?
She said she's getting back in the race because she can defeat the dark juggernaut of Trump by lifting people up.
Oh God, no. No, 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 no.
I mean, oh
no.
God, really? Really?
She thinks very highly of herself.
Yes. She sees an opening because President Biden only beat her by 78 points last night. Dean Phillips was defeated by 79 points. So you can see where there is a crack of light. It's a crack of light, Chris. Okay. It might be glaucoma. Just get yourself checked. Get that little in your eye. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. The dogs are alerting us that Malcolm Nance is next.
My family and friends are always with me, no matter where I may be. Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father, a son,
a daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness,
a substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mommy, sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky, 10 parsecs, which is really high. Helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry friend. When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So
sounds like 2016 and 2017, the whole Russian collusion lies that they came up with in the beginning.
How big of a threat do you see Russian aggression going forward?
I think if you walked around and asked most people if they were afraid of Russia, they would laugh and tell you no.
Better than Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, boy. Okay, I am wearing the latest in my horrible 80s vests because I started the show with some period humor. Oh, by the way, Carlos El Rocky will recognize all of these because these were all, I wore them on my late night show in which he was one of my cast members.
Yeah.
So this will give him horrible flashbacks. Okay. All right, let's talk to somebody that does actually know something about Russia. Okay.
We can dance if we want to, if we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say,
Malcolm Nance,
Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Oh, hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance.
You know, with the exception of that you dancing on a pole thing, that song gets more and more accurate every week.
It does.
It really does. I mean, there is useful idiot Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? And we were talking, Malcolm, that we need some real shoutiness from you this morning about, you know, what to expect in terms of Russian, you know, great. And 2024, what with AI and all of this stuff, we just played a bunch of Dan DeLuce, national security correspondent, talking to Jake Sullivan, about how badly Putin and Netanyahu are going to want Trump reinstalled, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I was listening to Morning Joe this morning, and they were quite sanguine about Netanyahu not considering the United States in terms of their operations in Gaza, principally because Netanyahu wants Trump back in office.
Right.
And then, you know, he would just have another puppet on the string. Let me tell you something. I just spent over a month in Israel. Israelis do not like Netanyahu.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for the fact that they had a unified government, they're doing a unity government right now, he would already be gone. I mean, he failed in his basic task of keeping Israeli citizens safe. Yeah. And now there's a lot of machinations that are playing out.
Please. Malcolm, I was just going to say, you know, you remind me that my disgust for Netanyahu is not new. I remember how I felt racist and disrespectful he was toward President Obama. Mm-hmm. I remember Republicans behind Obama's back invited him to come to the United States Congress to speak against the Iran deal. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, and in a joint session before Congress.
Yep.
Absolutely. But, you know, Netanyahu really does not reflect the average Israeli. He reflects a coalition of the extremist right wing over there. And, you know, everybody in Israel says that man's done. The problem is you got to give up power to be done, right? So, his days are numbered. But, you know, matching that, you know, setting him aside because, Biden has taken a lot of damage from him. Putin, on the other hand, he feels that he is on the march. He really feels that Russia's star is ascendant. And if you were to look at the arc of the support that they're getting, not just in the Republican Congress, which is just absolutely amazing, bought lock, stock, and barrel. They are the Kremlin caucus, right? The Kremlin crew, as I like to call them, because of one thing and one thing only. Donald Trump said, you will support Russia. I think it was the former prime minister of Australia who said this morning on MSNBC, he said, I've been in the room with Putin and Trump, and Trump's insane childlike admiration of Putin,
yeah,
right? Like he was a superstar on a Super Bowl team. He says it
right. He said he's
literally
like,
disgusting.
He's like a freshman meeting the star quarterback. He right. said, "Oh, oh just Jesus. Yeah."
But he wants to get in his letter sweater.
You retweeted our stem cell, Victor Shi, who said, "When Fiona Hill speaks, we must listen." She just slammed Trump and Republicans for spending more time taking pot shots at President Biden rather than actually calling out Russian President Putin and the real threats facing our nation. Chilling. They are un-American. I was just reading a tweet, Malcolm, that of all of Biden's accomplishments, which are many, you know, strengthening, reuniting NATO has really, it tells you how high the stakes are going to be for Putin in this election, right?
Well, yes, the stakes are very high. And the only thing he has left to play is literally the Trump card, right? Putting Trump into office. So there, as you said earlier, what is Moscow going to do? Moscow's going to do everything. 2016 will be a microcosm of the tsunami of bull that is going to come flooding the United States. And I think you're right. They'll use false AI. They'll use, you know, deep fakes. They'll pull every dirty trick there is, including maybe even doing an attempted hacking, which we warned about in 2016, with the intent of making the Republicans insane about election security and election fraud. Right. And yeah. they may even, you know, do it in such a way that it appears that, you know, Hamas does it or Israel does it or some third party yeah. that would just get them nuts. Right. And try to get, you know, Joe Biden, a bunch of fake votes or something like that. This will be the worst election. I mean, they said the election of 1860 was bad. Right. It was 13 states just opted out and Lincoln got elected. And then they were angry Lincoln got elected and they weren't even involved. Well, that's what this one's going to be like. So when you see things like 100,000 people, I know you're going to get to it, being uncommitted yesterday, going to the polls and literally writing in uncommitted or free Gaza or whatever it is, even though it was 3% less than what happened to Obama.
Right.
You know, people who theoretically were in our camp are now Trump voters by default.
You know, Malcolm, I'm reading my hate tweet that I get every week, and it says, I will no longer support the Stephanie Miller Show of Free Speech TV because she has Malcolm Nance on who supports genocide.
Sweet.
Now, your thoughts about what a good friend I am that I continue to have you on despite the fact that you are ruining my career. Let's.
Well, okay. I wish these guys would just get an effing dictionary. Okay?
Yes.
Let me tell you what genocide was. I spoke at Auschwitz in a conference about a potential coming genocide back in 2019. Rwanda, 1 million people murdered by machetes by one tribe intent on slaughtering every man, woman, and child in the other tribe and almost did it. That's a genocide. Cambodia, right? The Khmer Rouge, mass murdered almost 1 million people. Put them into camps with the intent to kill everyone.
I got it. But Malcolm, it's not that we shouldn't, you know, I think minimize the carnage, you know, of Palestinians as well. That we had a caller that just called in that I thought made a fair point that we're both emotional. You and I don't, and, you know, people on this show don't like getting accused of supporting genocide because clearly we don't. But she said, you know, we get offended when you say we don't care about October 7th or we don't care about Jews or we don't care about hostages. So I think that's why it's such an emotional issue because people don't want to sort of be talked down to about their emotions about things. And I understand it. I mean, Biden yesterday warned Israel they're going to lose support from around the world if they continue down this incredibly conservative path, kind of what you just alluded to, Malcolm, about how far right Netanyahu is. I mean, I don't what do we do? I keep asking this question. How do you get Netanyahu to stop building settlements? Do we cut off aid? Like, what do we do exactly?
Well, first things first. All right, Israel is in a war, not a genocide. And if you don't want to listen to me on your show, not you, but listeners, because I deal strictly in pure fact based on experience, all right? And if when you come up and you go genocide, I have to push back on that.
Right.
War is a horrible thing, all right? Wars in Syria, 600,000 dead, Sudan, 1 million dead, Iraq, hundreds of thousands dead. You didn't see those wars. Right?
Oh,
because they
I was the first one calling George Bush a war criminal. That was, we didn't even attack the right country.
Right.
Based on a pack of lies.
My point is this. No one is saying that your emotions that you feel based on what you see are invalid. All right? I feel I'm heartbroken for every child that's killed in Iraq, in Ukraine, in Palestine, in Gaza. Okay? But right now, there's a war going on, and it's a war. It's not a genocide. And if you feel that your listenership, you want to go somewhere and be in a cult like the Trump people because you only want to hear what you want to hear, well, you know, the other day I have these people cheering a poor, mentally ill U.S. Air Force guy who set himself on fire.
Yeah.
And we have people on the pro-Palestinian side encouraging people to set themselves on fire.
Yeah.
This is not normal. So if you feel upset by this, yes, you have touch with your humanity and your emotion, just like I do. But if you're voting on the basis of this and you prefer Trump or you prefer not helping Joe Biden on the basis of this, there will be other horrible things that will happen that will affect your world. And you will regret it.
I just thought it's interesting. This Israeli national security minister criticized Biden, said instead of giving us his full backing, Biden's busy giving you humanitarian aid and fuel, which goes to Hamas. If Trump was in power, the U.S. conduct would be completely different. Trump will let Netanyahu make Gaza into a parking lot, as we keep saying. Here's what the president said.
Here's what Trump would have done. Trump would have allowed him to force march 2.2 million people out of Gaza to the West Bank. That's what Trump would have allowed him to do. This isn't lesser of two evils. It's evil versus rational political thought.
So the president said the path forward with difficulty. Here's the path forward. First of all, there are hostages being held that must be released. If we've got at least a principle and agreement, there will be a ceasefire while that takes place. Ramadan's coming up. There's an agreement by the Israelis that they would not engage in activities during Ramadan as well in order to give us time to get all the hostages out. This gives us time to begin to move in directions that a lot of Arab countries are prepared to move in. For example, Saudi Arabia is ready to recognize Israel, Jordan, Egypt, and six other states that have been working with Qatar. I'm sure you saw the president say his national security advisor says this could be within the week that we have a ceasefire. What's your take on all that?
Well, the Israelis and Hamas have already thrown cold water on that. Those are the two combating parties here, the Qataris also.
Yeah.
It's great to try to be optimistic about these things. It's awesome to try to get a ceasefire. But let me tell you what I advised the Israelis while I was there. That if they don't take over the massive humanitarian mission of feeding and supporting 2.2 million people, reopening the hospitals with floods of equipment, then this story is going to go on for the next 50 years.
Yeah.
Even if they were to do that, they still have a combat mission, which is the elimination of the terrorist group Hamas, which is equal to ISIS. So for those who are upset that they're carrying out that mission, they can walk and chew gum at the same time. There's only one obstacle, and his name's Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, absolutely. Malcolm, before we go, I still got to get your take on I was going to say you can't write this, but you can. Malcolm's written several books.
Right.
That there is an unreliable liar named after a vodka, Smirnoff, that Republicans base their entire and appear to be. I mean, God bless Dan Goldman is like calling them out, saying you are, you know, doing Putin's work, interfering in the 2024 election if you keep repeating this obvious admitted Russian disinformation, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, the funny thing about it is Republicans just don't care. They don't care how much they damage democracy. They don't care. It's about damaging Joe Biden. If I'm not mistaken, Hunter Biden's testifying today, right?
Yeah.
Which is going to be a spectacle. And this is all part of the alleged impeachment inquiry to, you know, to get Joe Biden impeached so that they can say to Donald Trump, we impeached Joe Biden, your record's not sullied anymore.
Yeah.
But look, it's not about the Russians and what they do and what they've done anymore. It's about the Republican Party. willing to destroy American democracy, willing to put a dictator into office, willing to blow up all U.S. foreign policy that's existed since World War II. Yeah. And I'm afraid to say, as much as they are enjoying that game, there are many people on our side who are willing to help them inadvertently.
Looking at you, Marianne, and Dean Phillips. Yeah. Okay, you know,
Dan, she's back on the ticket.
There's what do you call it? Dan Goldman tweeted, there are too many. First of all, Jim Jordan just put out a lengthy diatribe, including this totally debunked Burisma, all this Russian disinformation, Malcolm. And Dan said there's too many false statements in this fiction novel to address here, but it's shocking that Jim Jordan continues to promote Burisma hoax, even after he learned it was falsely peddled by Putin. Legal experts have been warning House Republicans they could be subject to conspiracy charges themselves. The DOJ must investigate whether or not Grassley, Comer, or Jordan knew Smirnoff was spreading Russian disinformation, said Goldman. Our friend Glenn Kirshner said they should be criminally investigated for being part and parcel of a conspiracy to defraud the United States and interfere in our elections. An attorney said the FBI and Justice Department should prosecute them for conspiracy with Russia to engage in treason. This headline, very suspicious. James Comer pushes new conspiracy theory about the FBI protecting Biden. They just double down with some new ridiculous conspiracy theory, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's QAnon run amok. Look, let's just be honest about this. And this will be the last thing I say about this, right? When you need to plant the seeds of a conspiracy theory, right? When you need to plant the seeds of disinformation, and I'm looking at you, Jim Jordan, what kind of tool do you need? You need a hoe. That's what the Russians have turned themselves in, or the Republicans have turned themselves into, the tool for disinformation.
It's a golden shower of treason. Yes. Thank you, Malcolm, for that.
Republicans are hoes.
Love you, honey. Love you despite the fact that you are actively ruining my career. I love you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye. See you next week. All right, 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi. Oh, I tweeted another picture of us grabbing the pussy demo yesterday. We have an inordinate amount of cats that watch this show.
I know.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, including Inigo Cat Toya, who loves Nature's Feast.
My bowl is empty, prepared to die.
Yeah. And all of the Stephanie Miller Show, Steph Head Dogs, love the Nature's Blend because it's full of real food. A turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients. Then look, what else? Kale, spinach, sweet potatoes. Just amazing food for them.
Diet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's let you feed your real kids. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are so wholesome. No artificial preservatives. Dry to the touch. No mess. Shelf stable. It's raw, freeze dried. So that flavor is amazing. And you don't have to take up fridge or freezer space. It's not messy. My listeners get 54% off right now. The first Nature's Blend order plus a free pack of daily stretches. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
Oh, yes. Here she is. There. Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah. We got the group in the house tonight.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming to Chicago.
On a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater. Just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. A great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is offering Republican state lawmakers a compromise on a plan to clean up PFAS pollution. Evers wants the Department of Natural Resources to have more authority to inspect water on private land. In exchange, Evers is asking the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million for grants to clean up pollution in a bill that got final legislative approval last week. Wisconsin is coming off another day of record-high temperatures for this time of year. Yesterday's highs rose into the 70s, as far north as Wausau. Our current stretch of warm weather ensures most northern U.S. cities will end up with one of the warmest winter seasons on record. Meteorological winter is December, January, and February. Meteorologists blame the El Nino weather pattern and climate change. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. City leaders are looking to improve the way they light the Monona Terrace Tunnel and want your input on how to do it. They say that years of corrosion and stormwater damage has led to over three-quarters of the lighting fixtures in the tunnel not working. They've put forward a number of ideas to fix the lighting in the tunnel. You can see the options for yourself and give your thoughts on the project on the Madison Traffic Engineering website. A couple living in a senior community on Madison's west side have donated $500,000 to their community to help make them more eco-friendly. John and Margot Hansen are helping to power all 123 homes of Attic Angel Prairie Point with solar power. Their donation will help up to 30 homes install new solar panels. Currently, 46 homes at Attic Angels have solar panels. With the help of the Inflation Reduction Act, the community will get another $150,000 federal dollars to install solar panels. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs tap the mid-20s. But with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling closer to zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week, and temperatures warming, too. Currently, it's 14.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-9.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.